You're listening to Crypto at the Ferrum Roundtable, made for the people who want to make the most out of their crypto journey, with the mission of breaking down barriers to mass adoption of blockchain technology. This podcast is brought to you by the folks at Ferrum Network. All information in this podcast is provided for educational, informational, and entertainment purposes only, without any express or implied warranty of any kind, including warranties of accuracy, completeness, or fitness for any particular purpose. The information contained in or provided in this podcast is not intended to be and does not constitute financial advice, investment advice, trading advice, or any other advice.
Hey guys, welcome to another community update video for November 2022. I'm Tom from the marketing team here at Ferrum Network. Please welcome Ian. Hey Ian, how's it going?
Good. Hey everybody, how you doing?
Yeah, super cool. And Nick, how's it going, Nick?
Doing good. How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad. Thanks guys. Thank you so much for joining, for finding some time to share some of the updates from Ferrum Network with our community. Now, first, before we actually go into diving into the announcements and things that we've worked on in November, let's just touch up a little bit on what's been happening in the crypto market recently. So, you know, there's been a lot of different projects, exchanges, VC funds that had some troubles recently. We don't really want to be spilling up names. We don't really want to be diving in too much into that. Everyone's probably aware of what's going on. But one of the questions that I get people keep asking me is whether Ferrum Network has ever been exposed to any of those VC funds. How does it actually affect everyone here at Ferrum Network? How can our community feel safe and secure about the project?
Yeah, I think that's a very important topic to discuss right off the bat here. Obviously, FTX is still in the forefront of everybody's minds. I just want to make it perfectly, unequivocally clear. We never had any exposure, direct or indirect, to FTX. We did not lose any funds from the FTX explosion. So any impact that we've felt with respect to FTX has really just been the same as everybody else. The market, you know, prices of Ethereum, Bitcoin, and so on going down. That I think will be temporary, and will eventually recover. So I'm not really worried about long term. And for us, it didn't impact our business really whatsoever. So that's first and foremost. But I think it you bring up another good point that I think is worth touching on, and that is the extent to which Ferrum has ever been invested in, ever been involved with these, kind of big VCs that may be considered sharks, that may dump on community members or do other unsavory things. And the answer is no. When we started Ferrum, we raised funds mostly from friends, family, smaller investors within the crypto space, different, people that were just passionate about Ferrum as they learned about it. And so we never had any investment from big VCs, which I guess at a time was maybe viewed as a negative. But I think now people are going to be looking at this more closely, this sort of topic more closely. And instead of viewing, instead of going to a project's website, you see all these big VCs and saying, oh, great, good. Oh, look at that. They got invested by so-and-so. Like they'll be looking at, oh crap, so-and-so may have gotten an unfair deal. So-and-so may be dumping, may have a ton of tokens that they can dump and do other shady things with, like what, Alameda Research is accused of doing and so on. So we're always much more community-based in the way that we operated and raised funds and got investors. So that I think, is bodes well for us in the past, present, and going into the future. So I'm happy about that.
Sure. Nick, is there anything you'd like to add to that?
Yeah, no, I think it's a very powerful thesis these days, right? It's you see so many folks on Twitter and around the space talking like, oh man, this project had so-and-so, and the community is just serving as exit liquidity for these massive VCs. And essentially that's kind of what's happened, as a lot of the contagion is spread from FTX to Alameda. They have 3AC. Now we're talking about Voyager, we're talking BlockFi. Like there's a ton of this going on right now. And nobody really knows how far the contagion can spread. And who's exposed to what and who's over leveraged. And so better to be safe than sorry, right? It's like, we don't have any of that. And I think that's a really powerful thesis for Ferrum, is that we have zero exposure to these VC funds. It's an interesting time. Like Ian was mentioning, it used to be viewed as kind of a negative not to have that. And now this kind of more grassroots decentralized distribution of tokens to the community funded, ideas are a lot more accepted today. And this is a lot different just 3 weeks ago, you know, but I think we'll start to see things change a little bit, which is good for the thesis of decentralization in general, right? It's a little bit more in line with that. So, yeah.
Yeah, it is so true. And so thank you for explaining that. I'm pretty sure the community is going to feel much safer about our project now. But that's actually not the only thing that I wanted to discuss with you today, because we actually had some really interesting and actually quite fascinating news that we've announced in November. Since our last community update video, we've released that some information regarding the extension of the team vesting by 2 years. Nick, if you could just dive into this a little bit more and explain to us what does it mean for Ferrum Network and Ferrum's community. But also, the second part of the question is going to be for Ian. We've also announced Ferrum team buyback pledge. And I think it's super interesting. I haven't really seen that anywhere in crypto. I think we're pretty much the first project to do that. Let's just start with Nick.
Yeah, so this is something we've talked about for a while. The team has never had to tap into any of the tokens that were allotted to from the original tokenomics. And there hasn't been a need to this year, and there's no need to in the foreseeable future. And so we're like, why not just extend the team vesting even further? The reason there hasn't been a need to is because of these foundational, elements that we've kind of laid for ourselves with the staking as a service solutions, the advisory programs, being an actual revenue generating company in Web3 has allowed us the luxury of not having to sell tokens to pay for operational expenses, which is awesome. In fact, we've just continued to buy back tokens, and Ian will talk about how we're buying back even more tokens with this new initiative that we have. But we decided to extend the team tokens vesting by 2 years, 1 year cliff from here until August of next year. So they were supposed to start vesting, according to the original tokenomics, they were supposed to start vesting this August 2022. And then they were going to vest for 3 years after that. Well, we're not going to start vesting them until August 2023 now, and we've extended the actual vesting to 4 years. So it's 5 years from now is when we'll actually see the full 10% of the team tokens be distributed or unvested, I should say, or fully vested. You got to remember, Ferrum started in 2019. The token launched in 2019. So really, this is like an eight-year vesting schedule. Originally, it was supposed to be a four-year total vesting schedule, 1 year cliff, 3 years. Well, we kept extending it. We've extended it. This is the second time we've extended it now. And now it's a total of 8 years vesting. So I think it's a testament to like just the and we did this in the depths of a bear market too, right? So that I think that's all a testament to just the stability of Ferrum. We're going to be around for a while. We're all extremely bullish on what we're building, and we don't think that Ferrum is going to see it's just all uphill right from here is how we see it. So not having access to the tokens is totally fine with us, because by the time we do get access to the tokens, we think they'll be worth a lot more than what they are now. So and we just have a very strong belief that that we'll be leaps and light years ahead of where we are now and in 5 years. So might as well keep those suckers locked.
Yeah, no, I'll just quickly add that, you know, I was I was buoyed by the fact that when we approached various team members with this proposal and idea, they were all completely on board. There was no pushback. It was all like, yep, sign me up, completely on board, long-term Ephemeral. I'm not going anywhere. You know, the company's not going anywhere. We're going to be so much stronger in, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years from now that, you know, is a no-brainer. So everybody immediately was on board. And that's a testament, I think, to the commitment of the team as well. So I was very, very happy to see that when we came up with this plan, really.
Yeah. I mean, if, you know, there's a lot of people looking for solid projects out there. And I feel like this kind of dedication that Ferrum team has is remarkable. It's really remarkable. This is unheard of. And I feel like if anyone's in the community and they don't really feel proud of Ferrum Network, what are they doing? Like, come on. Like, this is literally the project of tomorrow, you know? And it's great. And guys, if you want to find out a little bit more about those topics and those announcements, the links to our Medium article is going to be in the description.
Yeah, so I also want to touch on the team buyback pledge that we recently announced, which, as Tom mentioned, I think is quite unique to the industry. And this idea came about when, you know, the market was looking a little shaky. And I personally had some capital had set aside that I was looking to deploy, you know, at some point during this bear market. And I looked and I saw, you know, Ferrum's doing pretty well relative to other tokens. I know what's coming up. I'm extremely bullish on what we're building. I trust the team. You know, I know we're not going anywhere. I know we have sufficient runway to last, you know, well through this bear market and beyond. So, why risk it on some, you know, random altcoin that I don't know about? And, you know, obviously, it's, you know, of course, full disclosure, I have Bitcoin, I have Ethereum, I do invest in big caps as well. But in terms of small caps, I felt like, why not? You know, I'm just going to start accumulating some Ferrum here. And so started to do that and realized, you know what, wait, this is like a great opportunity. Saw the price of, you know, doing well. And based on, you know, the efforts Tom has been making on the marketing side and Nick on the biz dev and dev team and, you know, all the wonderful things we're doing at Ferrum, I think the market has responded. It had been doing pretty well. So I thought, why not, you know, let's see, maybe other team members would be actually interested in investing in Ferrum. Maybe they don't know about investing yet in general. Like there's some people on the dev team that aren't familiar with really investing in crypto. And so we came up with this team investment pledge idea, which is completely voluntary. But we sat and we had a meeting with the full team about it, and there was a lot of interest in it. And a number of people have pledged to it, basically, you know, use a percentage of their monthly income they get paid from the company to turn around and invest that in Ferrum. So whether it's some, you know, 5%, 6%, 10%, whatever it was, different people pledge different amounts. But ultimately, you know, it should result in about an additional $100,000 worth of buy pressure over the course of the year, assuming everybody's salaries stay where they're at and, you know, we don't add more team members, which I'm sure that we will, and hopefully increase salaries again when the bull market comes back. But yeah, so really excited to see that people were down for that. And yeah, I mean, I think, again, it's just a testament to the commitment, the belief of the team, what it is that we're building. And it's just, you know, further evidence of that.
100%. Like, I do that anyways. And now that it's like an official thing, it's even more exciting, you know, to know that everyone is going to be doing it here at Ferrum Network. Thank you, Ian, for this. And Nick, now, Ferrum has recently received a grant from Kudos. There's also been some partnership announcements regarding the first staking partner on Algorand, that's Glitter Finance. What can you tell us about those partnerships and what do you have planned for the upcoming months?
Yeah, so, I mean, I think as most people are probably aware, it's a lot easier to integrate EVM-compatible networks with products in general, right? It's easier to deploy a smart contract that you write on in Solidity or Ethereum onto Avalanche or Polygon, or, you know, so folks have probably seen a lot of integrations happen on the EVM side that we've talked about, and probably have heard a lot of like these non-EVM compatible networks who have, and the foundations associated with those networks who have granted us, or that we've been able to secure grants from. Well, those take a lot longer, right? And some of these, like Algorand, I think we're coming up on like almost a year now to where when we got that grant. We're finishing off the year really strong. We've got a deadline to meet by the end of the year, and the staking has already been integrated, and the bridge is being pushed to production pretty much as we speak right now to Algorand. We'll be listing USDC as the bridgeable asset between Algorand and EVM compatible networks, which will kind of close out this grant that we received from Algorand. One of the other components of one of the milestones was to secure a staking client or a staking partner on the network. And we're happy to say that Glitter Finance is our first Algorand partner in the ecosystem over there, partner in the Algorand ecosystem. That's exciting. You also mentioned Cosmos. So we're kind of talking about these like non-EVM compatible networks, right? We got Algorand, and we got Kudos. Kudos is a project building in the Cosmos ecosystem. Cosmos is a layer zero, similar to what Polkadot is. So like, you know, Moonbeam is to Polkadot as Kudos is to Cosmos, right? Kudos is a decentralized computational layer and storage layer that's, you know, they're doing some really, really cool things. And we've known a lot of the team for a while now, have been discussing the potential of integrating their app chain, right? An application based chain, right? Application specific chain is what they call layer ones they're building within these layer zero frameworks, to integrate their network with Multiswap. And so after a lot of deliberation and time talking about this, they've agreed to give us a grant in order to integrate Kudos with Multiswap, which will lay the foundation for integrating further Cosmos-based networks with Multiswap as well, which is super exciting because it's just kind of that foot in the door to a really, really huge overall ecosystem. And we're really, really psyched that that Kudos kind of took this leap of faith with us to be the first to build a Cosm Wasm based interoperability protocol, and they're kind of taking this dive with us. So we're super excited about that. So in terms of the integration side, I think those are the two big updates. Is like Algorand is finishing up this month, and we've just kind of broken our way into the Cosmos ecosystem by way of our friends at Kudos. Other than that, that's from an integration standpoint, there's a few other things that we're in talks with some EVM compatible networks. But don't want to say anything quite yet. So, but it's nice to see some of these non-EVM compatible integrations coming full circle.
Fantastic. Thank you. Guys, as you can see, we're here for the tech. Thank you, Nick. We've discussed some of the integration and partnership side of Ferrum Network. We've also discussed the dedication side of the Ferrum Networks team already. And let's move on to the transparency and the transparent side of Ferrum Network. Ian, we have recently added our GitHub link to our website so that our community can view, can go through all of our development processes and what's actually going on at Ferrum Network on a daily basis. They can also participate in the documentation. Why is it so important that our community is going to see this, that our community is going to participate in the development process?
Yeah, I think it's important for a few reasons. One, it takes a while to actually launch a Web3 product, especially one that is sufficiently secure, sufficiently user-friendly, you know, of course, need to have been audited, tested, so on and so forth. These things take a while, but that does not mean there isn't constant work happening. And I think that having the GitHub just right up on the site, clearly accessible. The GitHub always existed; it just wasn't on the site. Will allow people who are curious to see the progress, can actually see the pull requests and the daily work that is going on across. There's three different dev teams within Ferrum that are comprised of like the wider dev team. They're all working on different things. Mainnet team, there's a multi-swap team, there's integrations team. And they're all doing different stuff. So you can go on to the GitHub. And that's even more, we have a real-time roadmap that needs to be updated, but the GitHub's even more up to date. So it's great for transparency. It's great for people to see the work that's going on a day-to-day basis and understand that, we are in fact working our butts off over here, even if the products themselves take a while to actually launch. So that's first and foremost. Secondly, as we move towards launching the Ferrum Network mainnet, it's very important to have documentation and other information, including the GitHub, available to anybody who would want to build on top of the network. That's critical, right? And one of the things I know the devs are prioritizing and really focused on is creating documentation that is, on par with what you might see in Web 2, because I think that is viewed, at least among the devs within our team, as a big kind of missing piece in Web 3. Like there's just not a lot of information out there if you want to build on at least a lot of these chains. We want to differentiate ourselves in that sense by having an excellent documentation. And it starts with the GitHub, right? So it's up on the site now. People can go through it. There's some surprises in there. If people want to dive in, and you might find something there that others don't know about, which could be could give you a little edge too. So yeah. A lot of reasons to go in and check that out. But yeah, I'm super excited about that. And it's just it's just step one, I think, of this process of creating more documentation, more transparency, and providing ultimately the ability for other developers to come and build on top of Ferrum Network.
One thing I'd like to add to that too is, Ian, you mentioned that the GitHub was always there, but it wasn't up on the site. It also wasn't open source, a lot of this stuff, right? And in order to access the GitHub, you needed to have like a Ferrum account. Like if you could have clicked on the link, but you wouldn't have been able to see anything because everything was like you needed an ID to access these repos. So as this is a huge part of the initiative to start open sourcing things as we build out these different components to the mainnet. So the reason we're able to actually post this GitHub link on the website is because now these repos are accessible to people that aren't part of the Ferrum team, which is a part of the broader initiative to start open sourcing all of our tech. So wanted to add that.
Perfect. Thank you guys so much. And that's pretty much it, what we wanted to discuss in this community update video for November. I would love to hear any of your final thoughts that you might want to share with our community. All the links to all the necessary information that we've released in November are going to be in the description. From my side, I can also just add here that you really want to stay tuned in to what we have prepared for you in December. There are going to be some fun and festive things and campaigns going around. So definitely come and visit our Telegram and Discord, and follow us on Twitter if you don't. Because there's going to be plenty of really cool stuff. And Nick, Ian, thank you so much for joining. Do you have any final thoughts?
No, just look, thank you for all the community members who have been stuck with us through this bear market. It's been challenging for everybody, but I'm glad to say that we're I think in a better place we've ever been from the standpoint of what it is that we're building, the people on the team, the dedication from the team, the day-to-day little incremental progress that we're making. I've never felt more bullish about Ferrum, but thank you so much to everyone who stuck around. It's going to be, I think, a really fun eventful bull season, which I think is coming up sooner than people realize. It's, you know, even if it's a year and a half away, I mean, time goes quick, right? So it'll be here before we know it. And I just want to thank everyone who stuck around with us.
Yeah. I would echo that sentiment. I feel like, as evidenced by these monthly dev reports that are coming out, so keep your eye out for the next one that's coming out. You just kind of see this, our dev team is gelling more and more, I feel like moving faster and faster, although that can be hard to see sometimes when you don't see like products launched to production. There's always something happening. And, I've been attending most of the dev calls lately just to kind of stay up to speed on product related stuff. And I'm just really proud of the team that we have right now and the dedication, like Ian mentioned a bunch of times, that everybody on the team seems to have. So keep your eye out for the monthly dev report coming out. I think that's going to be a really good one. December, we're going to finish this year really, really strong. I have a feeling that there's going to be a lot of things being released just in the month of December alone, which is super exciting. Lastly, I want to give a shout out to Tom for growing out his multi-swap mustache with me. You can see it there. There's a little shadow. There's coming a little. And if anyone would like to join us, we're summoning Ian here.
Multi-swap mustache. I like that. Okay.
Multi-swap mustache. Right. And anyone else that wants to join, feel free.
I love this.
It's liberating. It's liberating.
It is. It truly is. Well, guys, thank you so much for joining. Thank you. And see you next month.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
See you.
Bye. Ferrum Network is a pioneer in ushering in the era of interoperability 2.0. Ferrum Network's mainnet nodes and related infrastructure will bring value, data, and functional interoperability to every chain in the industry. Ferrum also specializes as a multi-chain blockchain as a service DeFi company, adding deflationary mechanisms, token utility, and advisory services to projects across the crypto space.